Gizmon. I am Daniel, and I am located in Coquitlam, in something called Austin Heights. Regarding the question, no, I do not do camping. I go on trips. My roommate takes me on trips. I was even at Tulip Festival, but yeah, I am an old guy. I like very much to walk in time. I like to play ping pong. I like to go at the swimming pool. I like the Vegan City. I say that I walk and walk with my roommate, dancing. But no, it's not for me, hiking, biking, no. Well, I like showers, beds, comfort. This is me. Victor Echo 7 Lima, Charlie Golf, back to net control.
Well, thank you for sharing, and I will have you logged in there. Thank you very much. I, too, have, you know, different interests and stuff in, like you were saying, like hiking and stuff. The camping trailering, of course, is new to me, but, you know, it's great to have various hobbies, and, you know, thank you for sharing. Next, we have Jason at Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform Uniform.
Yes, good evening, Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform Uniform. So, I'll get to your topic, but I just want to share something that happened is, so I saw, I was trying out my HF radio, and I was looking at the ham clock, and I saw that someone was doing POTA in the city of Surrey, and I thought, oh, I have to go bother this person now. So I went to the, what was the call sign? Oh, boy, I have terrible memory. I'm getting old. Victor Echo 7 Sierra Romeo Foxtrot. So I went to go visit him, and I realized I just have really bad memory, and that's someone from our club, and he didn't seem surprised by the fact that someone showed up to his location on POTA. And, yeah, I got to see his setup over there. It looks a lot nicer than mine. And I even got to try his radio, and I was able to talk to one person in Slovenia, which that's the first contact I've had in Europe, so I think that's a good day. But, yeah, that's what was going on. And to the camping topic now. Well, I guess I go camping a little bit. I haven't been in a while, but I don't really call it what I do camping because it's more like a house on wheels. It's a 38-foot motorhome. That's not really camping. That's living in luxury on the side of the road. So that's not really camping, but I do enjoy it, and I like getting away from all the phones and all that internet stuff. That's a great part of camping.
Wow, Jason, that is a big trailer. That's nearly double what I have. It's a little 18-footer, and I'm just pulling it with a little RAV4 V6. As for POTA, I am really getting into POTA. I've only done 4 activations, but I'm looking forward with the warmer weather to get out there. And I'm actually camping next week with the trailer going to Cultus Lake, and at the same time I will be doing POTA activation from the Cultus Lake Park. You said Slovenia. What kind of antenna were you using on that?
Yeah, I have to make sure to specify it's not my antenna. It's the other guy that was doing the POTA. It was a vertical whip antenna.
Wow, that is impressive, because I also, for POTA, it's nice and easy just to set up a vertical whip. I have it's a 17-footer. Multi-band with coils, so I can go as low as 80, although I haven't tried that. What band were you using when you hit Slovenia?
Yeah, that was 20 meters, and yeah, that was definitely a very surprising contact. I've only ever gotten one contact to Japan. That's the furthest I got so far, but I couldn't even hear that one. I had to use a web SDR, so I'm definitely happy about the Slovenia contact.
Yeah, these verticals work really well in 20 meters, but the furthest I've made was just in the continental USA. So that is definitely impressive. Anyways, is there anything else you wanted to share, Jason?
No, I think I've shared enough already. So I'll send it back to you and say 73, and thanks for running a great net.
Thank you, and 73, and hope to hear you from next time. Can I get three more call signs? Again, if you can speak slowly so I can read my handwriting, that'd be great. Thank you very much. Again, next three call signs.
Uniform, Michael.
Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa.
Victor Alpha 7, Victor Whiskey Zulu.
Okay, I got, I missed the first one, but I got Victor Echo 7, Juliet Oscar Papa, Victor Echo 7, Victor Oscar Zulu. Can I get the first one? My reception was a little bit broken there. I'm wondering, you maybe are on Thorvald. If you can read that again slowly, if you can say your call sign two times just in case I don't get it.
Victor Echo 7, uniform, Mike Johnny.
Hey, Johnny. Yeah, I can hear you. I got the echo, but I can't remember your call sign. You're a little bit broken today. I'm reading you probably at I've got obviously full signal from the repeater, but at a three. Can you just read that call sign again? I'm not sure. We usually have very good reception.
Yeah, it's Johnny on the mobile. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry, Johnny. You know what? I'm going to definitely check you in. I can find your call sign out there. I do know you, Johnny, very well. But unfortunately, we cannot hear you today. I'm sorry. So maybe we'll catch you next time. But anyways, thank you for checking in. Okay, just a break here. I'm just going to look up the call sign here.
He's Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet Mike, VA7YUU.
Okay, we'll stop at that. That was Victor Echo 7, Juliet Uniform Mike, I believe. Let me just go back through the list.
Uniform, Juliet Mike.
My bad. Victor Echo 7, Uniform, Juliet Mike. I don't know what with these call signs. I was a little bit dyslexic with that one. I can read well, but for some reason I got the phonetics backwards. I also had a Victor Echo 7, Juliet Oscar Papa. Let me see. And that is Ken.
No, it's Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa. My name is Josie. Also, Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet Mike is Johnny. He was trying to check in. What was your topic tonight?
Josie, I am sorry. I do recognize you. And where I made a mistake there is I got the echo and the alpha, but I do know you very well, Rosie. So the topic tonight is camping, if you do camping. And what kind of camping do you do? Are you a tenter, RVer, or pull a trailer? Rosie, what do you do?
So currently my husband is building a trailer.
Josie, I heard a little bit of that, but you're coming in a little bit quiet. I understand you said that you have a trailer and something about me, but it's very, very quiet. I've just turned up my volume all the way. If you can just repeat that, and I apologize for that. I'm not sure if you're on portable. If you can go again.
Oh, yes. No problem. Yeah, I'm on a handheld in my back room. So growing up, we always had a camping trailer, and we always go fishing. And my dad would take us all fishing every May. And now we're going to be doing our first trip without him.
I remember the days of fishing when I was a kid. I used to go fishing with my dad all the time. I haven't been fishing in many years, but I do have a friend getting a license, and we go to Cultus Lake. We got some nice waterfront sight, and he's got a Zodiac with a little 4-horsepower motor. Looking forward to that. So did you, if I understand, did you have, say you have a trip coming up in May?
Yes, we're doing a family camping trip this year. My husband's building a trailer, and it's going to have a couple beds, so we can take Mom with us. Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Oscar Zulu. It should be a good time. Anyways, thank you for taking my check-in, and hope you have a great night. 7-3.
Thank you very much, Josie. And that is really cool that your dad is building a trailer. Actually, my dad actually built a trailer back in the 70s, and as a kid, sorry, not a trailer, he built a camper that goes on top of a pickup truck. So it's not many people that have the skill to do that, so that is really cool to have something custom, and you know it's going to be built really well. Again, thank you very much, Josie, and 7-3. Next, we have a Victor Echo 7, Victor Oscar Zulu, William.
Yeah, that would be Victor Alpha 7, Victor Whiskey Zulu, Steve, from earlier.
I'm sorry, Steve. I got that, again, my scratchy handwriting. When I do POTA, I'm entering, I have headphones, and I'm going right on the computer. I've been a computer guy all my life, so my handwriting is just awful. I apologize for that, Steve. And, again, thank you for the antenna. That's what I'm using right now. I'm on the J-Pole. And it's working really well. Anyways, back to you, Steve. How about yourself?
Okay, I did a ton of camping as a kid and as a young adult, I guess. And then I turned into the ultimate camper, and I just built a house in the bush. So I've been camping for 36 years now, and I don't have a home life, I guess. You know, I built my home in the bush, and that's how much I love camping. Other than that, I was going to ask you if you ever did that little tweak to the end of the J-pole that we had discussed earlier.
I have not, but that's definitely on my to-do list, especially for 440. This antenna works really well with the 2 meters, but tweaking it for the 440 and, you know, checking it on the vector meter, SWR scanning, I think that would be, you know, a little tweak to that, and I can get it perfect. Because right now 440 looks like a strange sine wave on the when I did a frequency sweep on that. But, yeah, that's, I definitely am going to do that. It's a little, I'm just going to have to weld that screw on there. But thanks for sharing that. That's a really easy way of making adjustments rather than having to weld a whole new pole extension.
Yeah, I'm going to try it on the next one I make and see how it goes. Other than that, be hosting the Wildcard Net starting at 9 o'clock on RVA, so I'll be there. And I will talk to you later.
Well, yes, you know, maybe I'll join you there at 9 o'clock once after the net on the RVA on the Abbotsford. If you're hosting, yeah, I'll look forward to it. So we'll talk to you later, and 7-3, Steve. So next we have John, Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet Mike.
Hey, Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet Mike, Johnny. Only the government calls me John. Thanks for doing the net. You're doing a great job, and I love camping. Haven't been recently, but I've done it all. I like everything about heading off to the woods. I'd like to have a truck and camper combo, maybe a scout, canai or whatever it's called with a rooftop tent. Yeah, I like that idea.
Oh, yeah, those are cool. You got that tent on the roof, and you're not going to have problems with flooding. So, a little story. Last summer in Penticton, of all places, beautiful sunny weather, but suddenly we get this torrential rain, like it was hard, and the whole campsite was just flooding. The tents were kind of soaked. Luckily, kind of pooled water underneath. Had to lift the, when the sun was out, lift the tents, move everything, and luckily it wasn't too bad, it was in the day, because it was like several inches of water, went right into the fire pit, soaked all the wood. If we had one of those tents up on the